Okay, let's move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Note that there is often more than one anchor for each score point. We have included multiple papers for some score points to illustrate the range that can occur within a score point. Please turn to page 16. Here we find the anchor papers for the first listening cluster. At this time, please pause the audio file and read all 11 clusters. Then resume the audio file, and I will talk us through the main points of each cluster. Please pause the audio file now. Now, please turn back to Listening Anchor Cluster 1 and read along as I go over the main points. This cluster is a score point 5. Taken as a whole, the responses fulfill all the requirements of the tasks and show a thorough understanding of Bernie Krause's commitment to educating others about saving the environment. The responses are accurate and fully elaborated with ample text-based details. The extended response addresses all the bullets and is organized and focused with a sense of voice. Next is Listening Anchor Cluster 2, another score point 5. Taken together, these responses demonstrate a thorough understanding of Bernie Krause's work to educate others about the dangers facing the environment. The extended response contains ample text-based details and displays a strong sense of voice. For example, the student begins the essay with, "Shh, can you hear the noise of the jungle? It is a song that is sung by everything from microscopic organisms to plants to the biggest mammals." Note also that the student is not penalized for failing to indent paragraphs in the extended response. Next is Listening Anchor Cluster 3, the first score point 4. As a whole, the responses show a mostly literal understanding of Bernie Krause's work to educate people about the dangers facing the environment. In the extended response, the student addresses the bullets and makes some connections, but the focus is more general. Overall, the responses are correct, but are not as developed as a TAP score cluster. Moving on to Listening Anchor Cluster 4, the second score point 4. Together, the responses again show a mostly literal understanding of Bernie Krause's work of educating people about the environment. The extended response is generally focused and organized, but some examples of the challenges are not thoroughly described. Overall, the responses are correct, but lack the elaboration needed to achieve the top score point. Let's move on to Listening Anchor Cluster 5, the first score point 3. Taken as a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task and show a partial understanding of the work Bernie Krause does. The responses are accurate, but lack specific supporting details. The extended response attempts to address all the bullets, but lacks details from the article. It provides only a general explanation of what Bernie Krause's reactions to his challenges reveal about him. Next, we have Listening Anchor Cluster 6, the second score point 3. As a whole, the four responses indicate a partial understanding of Bernie Krause's work and address a few elements of the article. The responses are accurate, but provide mostly general explanations. In the extended response, the student lists many challenges Bernie Krause faced, but provides only one reaction. He just got back up and started recording again. The response shows an attempt to maintain focus, but the organization is weak. Next is Listening Anchor Cluster 7, the last score point 3. Together, these four responses make some connections, but they indicate the student only partially understands the work Bernie Krause does to help the environment. The responses are accurate, but mostly general. In the extended response, some of the challenges listed are to the environment rather than to Krause. The response is somewhat focused and organized, but lacks elaboration. This cluster is considered a low score 0.3. Let's move on to Listening Anchor Cluster 8, the first score 0.2. As a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task, but show very little evidence that the student has understood more than sections of the article. The responses provide few details about Bernie Krause and his work. In the extended response, the student briefly discusses the challenges Krause faced, but does not include his reactions to those challenges. The response only attempts to establish focus and organization. Next is Listening Anchor Cluster 9, the other score 0.2. Taken as a whole, the four responses address basic elements of the article, but make weak connections. The responses provide few details about Bernie Krause's work with the environment. In the extended response, the student briefly discusses the challenges Krause faced, his reactions, and what those reactions reveal about him. The responses reveal gaps in the student's understanding of the article. This is a low score 0.2 cluster. Next, we have Listening Anchor Cluster 10, a score 0.1. As a whole, these responses are minimally correct and indicate the student understood only sections of the article. For example, in the second short response, the student provides only one minimal detail, to help nature. The extended response is very brief and includes only one challenge Bernie Krause faced, being thrown by the silverback gorilla. The responses are weak, but there is enough relevant information provided to award the cluster a score of 1. Our last anchor cluster is Listening Anchor Cluster 11, a score 0.0. Taken as a whole, these four responses are completely incorrect and irrelevant. However, if the response had included any information that began to answer the questions without simply repeating the prompt, the cluster would not have received a score of 0. Now let's move on to the next section of the scoring guide, the practice set. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 cluster papers in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper based on the rubrics and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Remember that the clusters are scored as a whole. The parts of the cluster are not scored individually and the scores averaged. The scorer must decide from the total body of student writing how well the student understood and was able to communicate his or her comprehension of the listening material to their audience or scorers. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set cluster papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this cluster. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. First, we have Practice Set 1. Taken as a whole, these four responses fulfill some requirements of the task and show a partial understanding of the work Bernie Krause does. The responses are accurate, but lack specific supporting details. The extended response attempts to address all the bullets, but lacks text-based details. The student discusses the challenges Krause faced and his reactions, but does not include what his reactions say about him as a person. This cluster earns a score of 3. In Practice Set 2, the responses as a whole fulfill all the requirements of the task. They demonstrate a thorough understanding of Bernie Krause's hard work in educating others about the dangers facing the environment. The responses contain relevant and accurate information. The extended response is organized and fluent, and it contains ample text-based details. Therefore, this cluster earns a score of 5. Let's move on to practice set 3. Taken together, the responses are minimally correct and show the student has limited understanding of Bernie Krause and his work with the environment. The extended response briefly discusses the challenges Bernie Krause faced, but does not include his reactions or what those reactions say about him as a person. Some accurate text-based details are provided, but there are no meaningful connections. This cluster receives a score of 2. Next is practice set 4. As a whole, these 4 responses are minimally correct and show the student has understood only sections of the article. The graphic organizer provides 1 correct detail, but both short responses are completely incorrect. The extended response is very brief and demonstrates very little understanding of Bernie Krause and the challenges he faced. The responses are weak, but there is sufficient information provided to award this cluster a score of 1. Our last practice set is practice set 5. Taken together, the 4 responses demonstrate a predominantly literal understanding of Bernie Krause and his work of educating people about the environment. The responses are accurate, but do not provide enough development. The extended response is generally focused, shows a clear attempt at organization, and displays some sense of voice. This cluster earns a score of 4. We have now reached the end of the practice set for the listening cluster. If you are unclear about why a cluster was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these cluster papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 5 clusters to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for the listening cluster and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these clusters earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.